If you brought your Bibles this morning, we ask you to turn to 2 Timothy. Hallelujah, Jesus. I wish those that wasn't afraid of the rain were here this morning. But my Bible teaches me to let nothing or nobody separate me from the love of my God. So I see them when I see them. But we're going to feel good in Jesus this morning. The Bible reads in the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 4. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. Glory, hallelujah. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. James 5, 7 through 11. James 5, 7 through 11. The Bible reads, be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and have long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. We have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Supporting these scriptures this morning, coming from the book of Job, the first chapter, verses 20 through 22, and chapter 42 and 10. The Bible says, then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. 42 and 10, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friends also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to speak from the thought, blessings come through endurance. Blessings come through endurance. I don't think that they can say any words any better for any of us this morning. That trouble don't last always. Anybody glad about that this morning? There's all kinds of trouble. But whatever trouble you might be having this morning, the choir has just informed you that it will not last always. Just for a little while. And I think it's very befitting, because if you endure through your troubled times, then blessings will come your way. Trouble don't last always, but trouble will come. Trouble comes in all forms, shapes, and fashions. Trouble comes sometimes when it seems like everything should be running smooth. And we ought to be at a point where we are building and going to higher heights. And as you begin to go to higher heights, trouble will come. Trouble will come through and by the works of that mean, mean devil that we talked about last week. And you got to learn, as I told you on last week, to put the devil behind you. And when trouble comes your way, knowing that it won't last always, know that you can be all that God would have you to be. The Bible declares that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody might say, I don't have anything to be glad about. Somebody might say that I've been going through, and out of all the good I try to do, it seems like I've been scandalized, criticized, persecuted, and pulled apart. But regardless to what you've gone through, if you're able to say, I'm still here. If you're able to say this morning, out of all that I've gone through, I still got joy. If you're able to say this morning that you may not understand where I'm coming from, but if you just understand that I'm nothing but a child of God. I must say that I'm glad to be in this house of worship one more time. And I don't want to take advantage of or take for granted this moment, this time right now that I'm yet still alive. And I declare to all of God's people this morning that God has been good to us. God has been good to me, but God has been good to us. As a people, God has blessed us and brought us a mighty long way. Do we really love God? Do we really know that God will make a way out of no way? God has been so good to us, and his love and his compassion. And somebody even went on to say, he just keeps on doing great things for me. I believe that there's a witness in the house this morning that know that what it is to have heartaches and pain. Know what it is to go through trials and tribulations. Others that suffer and are burdened down with worry and depression, wondering just how much more they can bear. But I wonder this morning, is there anyone here that needs some release? Anybody here needs a peace of mind? Anybody need deliverance from annoying hindrances that get in your way when you try to go to higher heights? Anybody need to know this morning that the Bible lets us know that when I would do good, evil is also present. Is there anybody that wonder, does anybody care about me? Does anybody understand that I don't have happy days every day? Does anybody know that I go through sometimes and I feel like I'm all by myself? Now I'm saying I, but all this not me. I'm talking about I as a people. But now some of that is me because I have heartache and pain. Have trouble in my life sometimes. But I've lived long enough to know that trouble don't last always. I found out that I got a friend by the name of Jesus that'll do anything that I ask him to do that is within his will. I found out one day, John, that I walk by faith, not by sight. So there's not some things that I can't see with my eyes, but my faith in God and the things that are down in my heart, I believe that God will make a way out of no way. Oh, somebody better help me tell the devil he's a liar this morning. Somebody want a closer walk with God. I'm here to inform you this morning that that person that was at the point of despair, that person that was ready to give up and throw your hands up, I want you to know that the grace of God is still with you. Whatever God wants you to be, you can be just that. If there are things, if there are dreams in your life that you want to be a better individual than what you are, not a better individual to please somebody else, not a better individual to hear somebody pat you on the back or to give you all these accolades, but just a better walk with the Lord to know that I am a child of God. I am a disciple. I am a believer. Are there any believers in the house? Because my Bible says that those that are believers, I will make them my disciples, and my disciples are my friends. We must understand this morning that God is present with us when we are going through. When you're going through your lowest moment, be confident in the fact that God is right by your side. David said, and it sort of ties in with trouble, not lasting always, for his anger endured but a moment. In his favor is life. Now, here's the part we know. Weeping may endure for a night. Say it again, Kathy. But joy. See, she knows that. She lived long enough that it's not just words coming. But she know beyond a shadow of a doubt that weeping may endure for a night. I'm going to go through sometimes in the night. But if I can say, Lord, if I can just make it through the night. Anybody trying to make it through the night? Anybody got night in their life this morning? Then I come to tell you that you might be going through this morning. And weeping may endure for a night. But blessings come through your endurance. So you got to hang in there. Man of God said yesterday, he brought that out yesterday. He said that when you go through it, don't make no difference what you're going through. But the difference is how you go through. Let me bring that down to my other voice. It doesn't make any difference what you are actually going through in your life. But the difference is how you go through it. If you go through in doubt, if you go through with a negative mentality or a negative mind, if you go through already with a cloud, a stormy cloud in the way, then your blessing is going to be delayed. But what I want you to know that as you go through looking up to the hills, knowing where your help comes from. You go through knowing that you serve a God that promised never to leave you, neither to forsake you. You go through knowing that God said, yes, I do care for you because I loved you so much that I gave my only begotten son that if you believe in me, if you believe in me, I'll give you power. And if you do not be ashamed of that power. See, I feel like Paul this morning. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power unto salvation. I got joy that comes from on high. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I found out that we are running in a race of life. I found out that sometimes people are going to pull you apart. I found out that sometimes people that say they love you really don't even like you. But I got somebody this morning. Like I told them in Sunday school, I know that I know that I know. I have no doubt in my mind that I got Jesus. Anybody know you got the Lord this morning? Anybody know that you're running a race of life? Anybody tired of being good to folk all the time? Well, I come to let you know, be not weary in your well-doing. For the Bible say in due season, oh glory, you shall reap if you faint not. So if you endure all the way to the end. Glory. In other words, in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of your oppression, you still got to press on forward. When they say that they don't like you, you got to press on forward. When you think about Brother Timothy, that was a child of God.
But Paul realized that my son got to know that you're going to go through something. You are nothing but a servant of the Almighty God. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And the thing that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, committed to faithful men. You see, if you tell God that you love him, if you tell June that you love her, she ought to be able to tell somebody about love. But the Bible says, you got to be a faithful servant. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. In other words, you're going to go through hell sometime. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be lied on sometime. But you got to know that you know that the Lord will make a way somehow. You got to know that you know that there comes a time you got to be patient. Learn how to wait on God. Know that God is going to come. Be patient in establishing your heart. To know that the Lord is soon to come. Do not grudge one against another. For when we get on against our brother, the devil slides in, try to take away our joy. But I want to let the devil know that you can't have this joy. For I found out that I'm going to go through in my life. But I found out when I look at the Lord thy God, behold, we count them happy which endure temptation. We count them happy who have heard the importance and the patience of Job. Glory. Glory. See, I feel so good this morning. And something about the Spirit of God that moved faster than I wanted it to move. But I found out early in my life, and I didn't quite understand, that it's not my will, but the will of my Father. And my Father sent me by to stop by foul shepherd to tell somebody this morning that if you want to be blessed by God, you got to learn how to hold on. You got to learn how to endure. You got to know that you can't give up, but you got to stand in anyhow. When you think about this morning, this man called Job lived upright, lived righteous before God. But one day that old mean devil came and asked the Lord, can I have your servant Job? The Lord told this man, say, you can have Job, but don't do anything to his body. Don't take his life. The Bible says that Job began to go through. When Job began to go through, I'm glad that he knew God was by his side. The Bible says that there was a day when the sons and daughters of Job were eating and drinking wine in the brother's house. And there came a mighty wind and killed all of his children. Job lost all of his cattle, lost all of his riches, lost everything that he had. But the Bible said when Job found out that everything he had was gone, he fell down, cut all his hair off, laid down on the ground, worship God, said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return. When I got here and when I didn't have nothing, when I leave here, I'm not going to take nothing. Everything that God has given me, I'm going to leave it right here. And I'm going to another place where the Bible said that when Job went through in all of this, Job never sinned against God. Then they tell me that he had a wife that looked at him suffering. Said, what's wrong with you, Job? Look at all those sores on your body. Look how you're going through. Why don't you just curse God and die? I'm glad that love don't get that good, that I can have somebody that make me curse my God. Job looked at that woman, said, woman, you must be foolish. God been too good, done too much. brought me too far. I didn't have nothing, and everything that I had, God gave it to me. So I'm not going to curse my God. You can go on if you want to go. I came in the world by myself, and I'll go out the world by myself. I'm glad that I can endure. But if you read on over and you read the book of Job, when you get to the 42nd chapter, you find out that the Lord came back after Job prayed for it. You got some so-called friends that when you're going through, all they do is talk about you, judge you and criticize you, and say this, that, and the other. But Job turned it around, went down on bended knees, prayed for his friends, and then God blessed him. The Bible says he got twice what he had in the first place. Don't you know this morning, if you endure, if you hold out, if you keep on keeping on, if you don't let nobody hinder you, don't let nobody stop you, but make up in your mind, I'll go. If I gotta go by myself, make up in your mind, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. You got to endure until the end. Your blessings comes through your endurance. So if you give up midstream, you might miss out on your blessing. But I want to know this morning, is there somebody here that said, Lord, I want to go all the way. I want to go all the way. I need my blessing. I want my rewards. I want my rewards. The Bible says, be not weary in your well-doing. If you've been doing good, keep on doing good. If your good been evil spoken of, keep on doing good. If they say you don't have nothing, you keep on doing good. Because let me tell you something. Can't nobody tell me what you got. Can't nobody tell me what I got. I don't see nobody with x-ray eyes in here. And with x-ray eyes, you still can't see Jesus. For the Bible says he is a spirit. Let me say one more thing. You can't see Jesus in me. And you might say that he's not in me. But you can't take him out of me. And I know for myself that I got Jesus. I got Jesus. And I've been worn through. But I learned how to hold out and hold on. Because one day your change is going to come. One day your blessings are going to come. One day your chains are going to be broken. Your shackles are going to be removed. You will be free. Free. I'm free. No more chains holding me. But I'm free. I'm free. Glory, 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 glory. Endurance. Endurance. I'm finished, but I'm thinking about now. Some of our folk that are being sick. But you're faithful. Your faithfulness and your enduring spirit that refuses to say, to take what the doctor gonna say. And know that you got Dr. Jesus that can do the unspeakable. He is a miracle worker. You know what? You're looking at a miracle right now. Hallelujah. When you looked in your mirror this morning, you looked at a miracle. One more time. God allowed you to get up out your bed. One more time. God allowed you to come into this house. Don't let your coming be in vain. When I think about Minister Huntley, And I heard the news report, and Tamara called and said, "Daddy, I'm going to send you a picture of her car." And when I looked at the car, she said, "The doctor said that it's a miracle that somebody got out of that car and was yet still alive." Now, this was Tuesday. But let me show you God. Thank you, Jesus. All you can do is imagine. And I think that Corey probably could relate to it better than any of us at this point right now. But that's a miracle. And we are still thanking God for that miracle. That knows for herself what God can do. And when they looked at her legs and said, "You won't walk," something inside of her said, "I know Jesus. And somehow, some way, I'm going to stand on his promise." Now, God had an angel in the car with Margaret on Tuesday. And even though the logs fell down on the car and the car was crushed, yes, she was in critical condition. But I got good news. She'd been sitting up, already eating broth. So you know what? That lets me know this moment. I don't believe. And any of y'all that want to go around and say what Pastor Kate or Reverend Kate said, yeah, I said this. And it's just my opinion. So get it straight when you tell it. But I don't believe that God would have brought that woman out of that situation to live in a hospital and suffer and die. I believe he brought her out to show his power once again, that no matter what you gotta go through, y'all don't hear me in here. God can do the impossible. I'm trusting God that she gonna walk back into her church house and give that testimony herself. That's what God has done in her life. I'm looking at testimonies all around us this morning. Sister Claire May back there, testimony. Sister Nettie is a testimony. Brother Chris is a mighty testimony. So if God shows us right in the midst of us what he can do, why do you have any doubt in your mind? If God can go to the side of the graveside and say, "Lazarus, come forth," and he get up out the grave, what you think he can do with what you going through? Anybody trusting him this morning? Anybody need any deliverance this morning? How many of you are willing to endure? How many of you are willing to wait on God and let God have his way? Glory!